the stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are continuing with our reviews of the player cards in the Path to Carcosa Investigator expansion. This is part three of our look at the survivor cards in the box. On this episode, we are going to discuss Plucky, A Test of Will, Devil's Luck, and Newspaper Level 2. There are spoilers throughout if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Before we get started, a quick reminder of how we rate cards here on The Whisper in Darkness. The best of the best get an Elder Sign, while the worst of the worst get an Auto Fail, and the cards in between get a +1, +0, or Elder Thing, respectively. Cards that you build around or cards that are good in one particular deck get a Bless Token, while cards that we believe are destined to end up on the list of taboos or are simply bad for the big game get a Curse Token. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. You all rock! If you'd like to be amazing like these people and support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Special thanks to Cole Monroe Chitty, Nicole Fiscus, and Nate Lost in Time and Space for their contributions to the channel. I couldn't do it without you. Without further ado, let's get started. Welcome back to the channel. We are making our way through the survivor cards in the Path to Carcosa Investigator expansion. This is part three of our look at the survivors. We are going to start off with Plucky Level 1. That's a one cost asset with a willpower and intellect skill icon, talent and composure trait, fast, limit one composure in play. Non-direct horror must be assigned to Plucky before it can be assigned to your investigator card. As a free triggered ability, you can spend one resource. You get +1 willpower for this skill test, or you can, for a free triggered ability, spend one resource. You get +1 intellect for this skill test. Plucky comes with one sanity. Thoughts on Plucky? Probably the most played of the initial batch of composures, I would guess.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's got a good mix of stats, especially when you combine it with Scrapper.
Oh, yeah. That's what I like about Plucky is it's like the two stats that Scrapper doesn't cover. Mm-hmm. So between Plucky and Scrapper, you're fine. The vulnerability that composures have is horror. Plucky itself can boost your willpower, which can protect you from taking horror. And also, this is the same class that has Peter Sylvester and the teddy bear. So like, it's not hard for a survivor to have protection for the Plucky. And it's almost like they all kind of synergize together. So you got like Scrapper and you got Plucky and Peter Sylvester, you know, and the teddy bear, and like, you're good to go.
I've liked this card when I've played it too, because like you said, it sticks around unlike most of the other ones. Yeah, and like you pretty much always need willpower and intellect regardless of what campaign you're going to play. So it ends up being a lot more useful than you think it is.
That's right, because those are the higher education stats. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you have something like Madame LeBron, you can usually like double dip into it fairly frequently.
That's right.
Now, there is a level 3 version of Plucky that was released in the Edge of the Earth Investigator expansion that is free, has a whole ton of icons on it, and you get an extra +1 willpower and +1 intellect. And it has 1 health and 3 sanity, so it is even easier to protect than this version. How would we rate this one?
I think I'm going to give it a +1. It's pretty good. I think, especially given the context of like our review process, where we're sort of thinking these sequentially after the other, you're more than likely going to be playing Peter, and you're more than likely going to be playing the teddy bear. And so you have basically infinite soak to keep this on the table. It's fast, it's 1 XP, it's 1 resource. It's a nice way to utilize Mana LeBron's resource generation.
Oh, true, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So if you need ways to do that, that's handy. I feel like a card like this, though, is just going to pull its weight because it's so low of an opportunity cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1 XP and fast is pretty good. Like it's really the fast that does it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I could agree with all that. And then also you have the fact that it kind of slots in there with Scrapper, you know, mm-hmm. so you can have there's a whole like deck right there, you know, between, you know, some resource generation, you have Scrapper, you have Plucky, you have Madame LeBranche, you have Peter Sylvester, you know, it's all there. So yeah, I'm going to give this one a +1 as well, because this one works really well.
I will go +1 as well. It is very good. Mm-hmm. The level 3 version is even better. And yeah, I think this one, of all the composures that were released in the Edge of the or in Echoes of the Past, I think this is definitely one of the ones that attracted more attention than, say, Grounded.
I think between Plucky and Moxie, those are the two like really good ones in my opinion, because I love how Moxie can let a rogue boost willpower. It like fills a void that the rogue needs. Plucky is more like a rounding out. Yeah, where it's like you push something that you're already pretty good at and it really rounds out your strategy, where Moxie's more of like a covers a hole.
The next card is a Test of Will. It is a one-cost event that costs 1 XP, willpower skill icon, spirit trait, fast play. When an investigator at your location draws a non-weakness treachery card, cancel that card's revelation effect and then exile a Test of Will. So this is based on a same name as a Lord of the Rings LCG card that basically does the same thing. This, I believe, was the third cancel that was released. We had Ward of Protection in the core set, and then we got Forewarned, which was released in the Path to Carcosa. Yep. For Seekers. I think that one came out in either Echoes or one of the earlier sets, and this one came out a little... Or maybe it was the same, mm-hmm. same pack. I can't remember. I have played this. I mean, it does what it says, right? If you get tagged by a treachery... This is a way to cancel that if you don't have access to one of the other cancels. The exile is kind of annoying, but it is only 1 XP. Thoughts on a Test of Will?
Yeah, this is a nice card, especially in certain campaigns. Like if you're playing something like Patrice and you're going through Dunwich, this is a nice thing for Beyond the Veil, for instance. Yeah, it's a pretty self-explanatory card. I don't know how often I've actually used it on another investigator, because that situation doesn't come up super often in two player, but nice to have. Yeah, I tend to buy like one of these and keep it in my deck and then cancel something really important rather than kind of firing them off like I would something like a Ward of Protection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the only thing holding this back is actually the exile. The psychological value of, like, I lost my XP is, like, actually really powerful. This thing, if you consider, like, really just how really strong Ward of Protection is, like, there's no reason for this thing to not be strong. You know, it doesn't have the real in-game opportunity cost that Forewarned has, where you have to drop a clue. So, like, Forewarned, you have to actually give up some of your, like, tempo, some of your progress, mm-hmm. which actually is a real trade-off, where this one is just, you fire it, and you don't even have to deal with the consequences until literally after the scenario ends, you know, when you upgrade your deck again.
And survivors run on such low experience costs anyway that, like, you have extra experience lying around, and at 1 XP, it's pretty trivial to just stuff back into your deck.
Yeah, that being said, if you came from, like... If your sensibilities came from Dunwich, like if you went core Dunwich Carcosa, that 1 XP is going to feel like a hell of a lot when you only gain 2 per scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in like a more modern, you know, campaign where you're getting like 6 or 7 in a scenario, then like that's very little.
Yeah, and in most of Carcosa, you're getting like at least 3-4 experience per
That's true.
Per it's scenario,
more than,
so.
Yeah, it's more than Dunwich. It's not like crazy amounts, but it's like a decent amount. And yeah, if you're primarily a survivor, like you can afford this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so honestly, that is going to be my challenge of the day for you know, for all of you out there is try exile cards. Try to overcome your like fear of exile, and I think it'll actually make you a better player, because then you start. It's one of those things where you overcome limitations that aren't actually there. Kind of like that time when you may or may not have overcome like fear of taking attacks of opportunity, you know, because health and sanity are actually a resource. Well, here, like your XP is actually a resource. So give it a try, folks.
Now, there are two other versions of a Test of Will, both of which were released in the Stella Clark starter deck. There is the level 0 version, which costs 1 resource, has a willpower skill icon, fast. cancels a treachery, but then you have to make a skill test in order to cancel it. It's a willpower 3 skill test. So it's not exactly easy. Mm-hmm. And then there is a level 2 version of Test of Will, which is free. And basically the same idea, but you do the test, and then if you fail the test, you exile a Test of Will. So the exile is based on this, on whether you pass the skill test or not. So you do have a few options. If you're really terrified of exiling cards, well, you can, and you think you're going to use this a lot, then you can go to the level 2 version, and then you just have to pass the willpower skill test, which, so you're, if you are interested in taking tests, you are going to have to probably boost it in some way.
Also, what's more noteworthy about the level 2 version is that it costs 0 to play, which is like a decent benefit in and of itself. So like if you're dark horsing, one of the problems with dark horse is like you can't save resources to do things like lucky. But if you have a 0 cost thing, then you can still play it even under dark horse.
Yeah, but if you're planning to play this, you could always gain the resource and hold on to it.
Yeah, that's also true. That's also true. Yeah. I think what I'm getting at is like they're all pretty decent for their own reasons. Like like the level 0 one, I think the best thing about that is that it's level 0, so you can play it on scenario 1. You know, without any trouble there, which is pretty good by itself. Yeah, because a lot of the game's cancels don't kick in until you spend XP.
How would we rate a Test of Will?
I think I'd give it, within the context of just the first three sets, I think I'd give it a +1. It's pretty good, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd agree. The reason why I'm not giving it another sign is because for two reasons. One, the exile does kind of hurt. It is kind of a pain in the butt. It is something that you have to, that costs you an XP like permanently. But also the other reason is that survivors tend to be pretty good at passing treacheries anyway. I mean, this is the class that is lucky, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you get a bad token pull, you can like use lucky to like save yourself after you get the bad token pull. But if you're somebody like Agnes or Patrice, then like it gets a little better. I'm gonna give it a +1.
I think with this card you just have to have a target in mind.
Yeah, that's true. If your target is like, I am going to cancel Ancient Evils for my group, you know, then it's pretty good.
I think from a solo perspective, I'm going to bump this down to a 0 simply because the survivor event package is pretty tight. So I find it hard to fit this one in. But I can definitely see, you know, if you were playing a certain campaign and you discover that there is one particular treachery that is going to wreck your deck, then yeah, I would definitely pick this up in order to eliminate that threat. And then you've basically got the choice at that point. Like, okay, is this going to be a constant problem, or is it, say, the treachery is coming from, in is only appearing in one or two particular scenarios, and at which point you don't have to pay the exile cost, and then you sub in some other card that's gonna help you along the way.
Right. So like you have protection against like Straitjacket in Unspeakable Oath. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you just don't need it anymore. Okay.
But yeah, it's a cancel. Cancels are generally very useful. Usually a little more useful once you know what you need to cancel. But Ward of Protection is amazing, and both Forewarned and a Test of Will have their place in those decks as well. So no complaints about a Test of Will. I just find I have a tough time slotting it in sometimes. The next card is Devil's Luck. It is a one cost event that costs 1 XP. Agility skill icon, fortune trait, fast. Play when you are dealt damage and or horror. Cancel up to 10 damage and or horror just dealt to you. Exile Devil's Luck. Don't think I've ever played this because I've never needed to cancel 10 damage and or horror.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem with Devil's Luck is you want to end up saving it. And so you end up if you do play it, it's going to be on the single point of damage that defeats you. So, like, yeah, I see why it's 10 because of a certain treachery from Dunwich Legacy. But yeah, but isn't there, for some reason, I cannot remember the name of it. There's another survivor card, I think it costs two, and I think it's like play when you would be defeated and you cancel.
Perseverance.
That's the one. Yeah, because Perseverance, if you have Perseverance, I don't think you need this. Because Perseverance does like everything Devil's Luck does, without having exile or anything like that. Yeah, because that's the problem is like because it has exile, you're gonna save it for like the one time you're gonna be defeated, which means you're gonna end up. Which means at that point you might as well just play Perseverance instead and not and save the XP.
Yeah, and I think the other issue is you can't save direct damage, so or rather you can't save damage on allies.
Oh yeah,
And
true,
so
true.
like if it was going to deal damage to an ally and you could save the ally, that might be worth it in certain situations, but it doesn't even let you do that, unfortunately. Yeah, I do love the kind of Indiana Jones reference on the card. Like that's
Oh yeah,
pretty
that's
cool,
great.
but
Yeah, that's great.
so it makes me smile every time I see the card for that reason. So that's nice.
Yeah. Oh, also Perseverance has better icons in my opinion.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's got two willpower icons.
Yeah, so it's like just useful to just have in your hand, even if you don't end up being defeated.
I
If
mean,
this one had a will, it had if it had a wild and an agility, I'd feel a lot better about it. If Devil's Luck did. Yeah.
It basically comes down to the fact that 10 damage and or horror is overkill most of the time. And I can't think of a situation where, I mean, maybe if you get attacked by something basically boss level to actually be a
Yeah.
threat. Usually there's a way to play around that. I know in like, for example, in Lost in Time and Space, if you draw, I think it's the tablet token, and you fail, you end up getting attacked by the big bad, which could get
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
painful. So you just have to make sure that you're not you've
Yeah.
mitigated that token, so you can play around it, so you don't really need a card like this.
Yeah, at the same time though, if you're talking about scenario eights, like final scenarios, like that actually makes this card a little better because then the exile doesn't, you don't care about the exile. Yeah, it's just like,
He's
because then
like,
you can just fire
no.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in situations like that, it's okay. Like scenario seven, scenario eight, when you
Yeah.
would want a card like this, man, is it
Yeah.
useful.
Yeah, I'm thinking like Yig, because Yig's like 3-3, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Okay, so at that point, it's like you're at the end of the campaign anyway, so you don't, the exile doesn't hurt. So it's just put it in there and upgrade your Perseverance into Devil's Luck, and then you can just fire it. That's not a bad plan, actually.
How would we rate this one?
I think, barring that exact situation that Matt just described, it's
Yeah.
pretty useless, so I'd give it an Elder Thing. It does have its
Yeah.
use.
It does. Yeah. It doesn't not work, and it's not going to make. It's probably not going to make your deck worse. So, yeah, I'll go with Elder Thing as well.
Yeah, I think Elder Thing's the right spot for this one. I wouldn't play it. Certainly, this is not one of the first cards that you are upgrading in your Survivor deck. But if you hit scenario seven or eight, and you know that you do have the potential to get hit hard by something, it's not a bad option to have just to mitigate that big hit. The final card we're going to look at is Newspaper Level 2. It's a one cost asset with two intellect skill icons. Item trait, you get plus two intellect while investigating if you have no clues. As a response, when you would discover one or more clues at your location, if you have no clues, discover an additional clue at your location and it takes up a hand slot. So the level zero version came out in Essex County Express. And I played around with it a little bit, and of course, the biggest caveat with it is that it only works if you have no clues, which in solo just doesn't work because you usually have clues, and so you basically put this card in your deck and you discover one clue and then it turns off, which doesn't really do enough work. And since then, we have received so many cards that are just so much better. We've got Old Keyring. You know, the list just goes on and on that that newspaper just doesn't really find a home. What do you guys think?
I've used it in two-player when I'm the player not focused on investigating, but I still need to help. And so it is kind of nice that I can initially just kind of scoop up two clues basically for free every act. But other than that, it's not great. It's really bad in solo for the exact reason that you described, man, if I'm lying. It's just, you feel like it'll be okay because you could probably scoop up two clues quickly and then get maybe a third and then advance and then do it again. But that never really works that way in solo. Mm-hmm. And it does at least have two good icons.
It's true.
And I think this card just suffers from really just being power crept into oblivion at this point.
It's kind of true. Yeah, because once you mentioned... once you mentioned the Old Key Ring, that kind of does this multiple times, and you don't
have a card that got tabooed, by the way.
Oh, that's right, the super Old Key Ring. That's true. Yeah, because Survivor has kind of turned into, I don't know, they've gotten a little more like brute force-y in the past couple of sets, where you don't have to like shenanigans your way around things as much anymore. You know, because because like at this point in the card pool, you know, when this newspaper has come out, you had like, what's it? You had Lucky, of course, to just kind of fail your way up. But the main way like survivory way to get clues at this point was
Look what I found.
Yeah. So when you have like Look What I Found in newspaper, and those are your fun clue options, like newspaper is not looking too bad, right? Mm-hmm. Especially in like what you're saying, if you're playing a survivor and you you're playing a survivor, I'm thinking someone like Silas, right? Where it's not about cluing. And so you have your newspaper in your one hand, and what did Silas use all for years and years? Time Worn Brand in the other. And it's like, there you go. You know, that makes sense. That's not the case anymore. It's ever since like the Stella starter deck. It kind of really changed the course of Survivor. I think even in its best case, you can probably do a bit better. Like, and I think also like 9 times out of 10, just running Perception just kind of gets the job done. Yeah, you don't get the bonus clue, but yeah, if you just play Perception. Because the real problem with newspaper is the fact that you have to spend an action to put it on the board. Yeah, and that kind of holds back things like Lantern as well and Gravedigger's Shovel.
And with Perception, you can help your friend out. Whereas with this, you're relying on your own intellect.
Yes. Yeah. So, like, I feel like if your card pool's really small, there's a place for this in multiplayer. Yeah, but for the most part, just... probably Perception is gonna be better for you, you know, because then you can have your 2 or 3 intellect, you can actually like discover a clue or help your friend discover a clue, but then also you draw a card, which means you didn't spend that action putting the newspaper on the board, you know, and there you go.
Ratings.
This one's tough for me because I have used it before and I have had success with it.
Yeah, and it is also very scenario dependent too. Keep that in mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I was playing it, basically I would like go to a location that had maybe 3 shroud, investigate with a 5, grab 2 clues, and then my teammate would go and get the rest of the clues, and then that was actually pretty good for us. Mm-hmm. And I think in some situations like that, it's okay, but most of the time, especially if your collection has expanded past this point, this thing just falls to the wayside. So I'll give it an Elder thing simply because I have used it and I have had success with it in that exact situation, like you said, Matt. I had Look What I Found in the newspaper, and that was it. And that was enough. That was enough in my 2-player game, so it worked.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll go Elder thing as well. Like, it still kind of does what it says. It's just that you have way more options that are cost less XP, easier to use.
You have Shed a Light now, like
yeah. Oh, you have Shed. You have stuff like Shed a Light now. Yeah, if you want to like do that. Yeah, I'll go with Elder Thing on that. I think there are a few scenarios where it's very scenario dependent. But I think there are a few scenarios where if you can spend clues proactively to like deal damage or something, like then I think this gets a little better. Because you have like a way within an act to spend clues. No, I'm still going with Elder Thing on this because like I see its uses, but if your collection's small, there's so many ifs with this card that it's like I can't give a good rating. So Elder Thing it is.
I'm giving this one an auto fail. It doesn't work in solo whatsoever. You may think it's going to work out for you. It won't. You've got to take the action to get it on the table. You're going to get your one or two clues, and then you're going to be like, okay, well.
And also in true solo, like a lot of locations only have one clue on them anyway. So like let's say you've got your newspaper out, you are ready to go. You investigate, you get your one clue off the location, and then that turns your newspaper off. And it's like, well, what did I just do here?
Yeah. Long story short, it seems like it's going to work out for you, but having played this, or having played its level zero version, having discovered a clue and then been like, well, crap. Now I have nothing to follow it up with. You're just better off going with things like Lucky and Look What I Found and now Old Key Ring and all the other, clue discovery tech that survivors have at their disposal.
Yeah, in fact, I think a good way to good card to compare this to, like I think it's a victim of the game's age. I think a more modern version of newspaper is actually Ice Pick from Edge of the Earth. So that one, yeah, I think if newspaper came out now, it would be fast and you'd have to discard it to get the second clue. And that's kind of like what Ice Pick does. And I think so like you could look at Ice Pick as like a more modern version of this card. You know, it's one shot, you get your clue, you get your bonus clue, and then it's in the discard pile.
That's going to do it for this part of our look at the survivor cards in the Path to Carcosa Investigator expansion. Let us know in the comments down below what you think. Any final thoughts on this batch of cards?
The worst, not the
They're fine.
best.
They're fine. Yeah.
Okay.
We had like two decent ones, like two plus for you and me, Nate, it was like two plus ones and two other things. Is that right? So average zero.
That's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoyed what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter at manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your Elder Sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.